one of the principles the early saints would argue when they were trying to defend the true worship of the Eucharist against claims that it was influenced by paganism or that the pagans did the same. And they had a saying that they said, the demons imitate the divine mysteries. I was inspired to pray about this and think about this as I was reading some of the recent report about the abuse scandal and its effect in Pennsylvania. And I saw in that same demonic element where priests and religious imitated in sick and twisted ways the very sacred mysteries that we celebrate. And that is a part of that element of the demonic. Now, I don't want to mitigate responsibility. I know we have that whole joke in our culture of, you know, the devil made me do it. No, they're responsible, absolutely. And evil men did evil things, and they're responsible for that. And it's not just, of course, within the church, but in all of society. When we do evil, we are ultimately responsible for before God. But on the same hand, part of the thing we need to recognize is that there is evil in the world, that there is a devil, that there is a personal force, and that each one of us within the human heart is the potential for evil, that the devil tries to influence each one of us every day of every life. And we must teach our children to be courageous in the face of evil. One of the things that disappointed me recently, I was watching an interview with a bishop, and I don't want to judge the bishop. Maybe he was having a bad day, or I'm not exactly sure why he gave the kind of interview he gave. But what I saw in that was I saw a man who lacked courage. He talked a lot of vagueness about culpability and about how he was sorry and they're going to do all their best to remedy the situation. But for me as a man, one of the things that I hold dearly every day of my life is, yes, I'm a member of a clergy, I'm a part of the church, I'm a part of the body of Christ. So in that sense, maybe there's a little bit of a sharing in the sense of we're all connected. But ultimately, though, I am responsible for my own actions. And each one of us is responsible for our own actions. And when I've been praying about this, and I was praying about this bishop's statement, I was thinking of the phrase that came to mind. It's not scripture, but to stand upright with a clear conscience. To every day examine your heart by the objective standard of the law, and to say, I am in right relationship, and if I'm not, I confess my sins, and I practice ongoing conversion. Now, maybe the bishops and this particular bishop felt that it was his responsibility to speak for other bishops. I'm not exactly sure why, but one of the things I would love to hear from our leaders, what I would love to say myself, and which I do say at this moment, is that I have a clear conscience, that I did my best. In the face of evil, I stood up and did something. I was courageous. I fought against evil with every ounce of my energy. One of my concerns now, as I was praying about it and reflecting upon it, I don't want to be a 70-year-old man who's looked back at a life of situations where I compromised my integrity and my conscience for the sake of a career, for the sake of money or power, whatever illusion the devil holds before my gaze, that every day of my life I lived according to my conscience. I never understood a teaching of the saints that they said it's a sin, and they said it's a grave sin to violate your conscience. And when I imagine the path of somebody, I don't want to say this bishop for certain, I don't want to be critical of him, but when I imagine some of the people who were involved with the cover-up, when I think of some of the situations that they might have gone through, maybe it started with little violations of their conscience, just going along with the group. In fact, Dr. Philip Zimbardo says in his book, The Lucifer Effect, when he's talking about scandals, not the church scandal, but any situation such as this where there's cover-up and there's this groupthink, he says often our desire is for conformity. So I could see it, you know, play along to get along and playing along to advance, and sacrificing your conscience one step at a time, little by degrees. And it's not just the priesthood that can do this. My dad, I was talking with him, he said he saw it in the armed forces, people who pass the buck on problems. It can happen police officers. It can happen school teachers, whatever it might be. When people don't stand up for what is right, when they don't obey the dictates of their conscience, it's like we die inside. And soon, a man, and I hate to single out men, because when I was praying about this, I know, of course, there's women, and I don't want to sound sexist, but for me as a man, to not be able to stand with integrity in my later years would be the utmost of tragedies. Now there is, I hate to say good news, but a consolation in the midst of this. I was doing research, and I can stand with a clear conscience and say that this scandal was not a part of the culture of the Diocese of Raleigh, at least to the best of my knowledge. There's an independent website called Bishop Accountability. I was researching it before Mass. And they said in the period between 1950 and 2002, there was only 15 priests that were accused. They constituted 1.3% of the priests of North Carolina. And Bishop Gosman, to his credit, handled these situations in 1994, which was 7 years before the Boston Globe broke the story. So we can have confidence in our local leadership. And I would say the same thing in light of the McCarrick scandal, that our young men, if they are to enter seminary formation, they are not going to encounter a predatory culture. Father Philip Tai has assured seminarians of that we will encourage them to stand for what is right. And that is the lesson we must all take away. I mean, I hate to take that whole like teachable moment thing, but with our young people sitting, our grandchildren, our children in the school, teaching them courage in the face of evil. Because that's precisely what the men who covered up these abuse allegations lacked. They lacked courage. They lacked the willingness to stand up. So today, let us strive every day of our lives to stand upright with a clear conscience. This, again, is the path to happiness. This is the path to being a saint. And we may lose everything, but we should never forget the image we hold before our gaze is of a crucified God, our crucified Savior. We should be willing to go the same route, to lose everything for the sake of our integrity. Amen.